Teaching is the type of profession that's constantly changing, and there's tremendous pressure on teachers to raise academic performance.
Which is why so many education companies and universities are providing schools with professional development. The problem is, data is scarce on what works, and it's hard to know if the money is being well spent.
I'd like you to press. Now, I'm going to do this right here, but I want you to
At
press.
At PS 176 in Diker Heights, about 15 teachers are gathered in the library learning how to make better use of their interactive smart boards. A trainer is giving them cool new tricks to engage their students.
It's a mystery revealer. All right, so the younger kids love this. High school kids.
Matthew Thaxter from the Long Island-based company Tech, that's TEQ, says there's a growing demand for this training now that classrooms are increasingly relying on technology.
We have about 30 trainers around New York State and New Jersey, and we travel schools when they need our help. They give us a call, and we help them out.
Okay, but that comes at a cost. This Brooklyn Elementary School is spending $15,000 on Thaxter's training this year.
Though Principal Elizabeth Culkin says that's just a few hundred dollars per teacher.
Over 20 hours, that is wonderful. And more importantly, my teachers are going to come out. They're going to spread the word.
Last year, she budgeted over $100,000 for a variety of programs to help her 128 teachers hone their craft.
That's relatively expensive. Our analysis of school spending finds PS 176 spent more than twice the citywide average for professional development.
But Culkin and her teachers say it pays off because PS 176 consistently gets A's from the city for raising student performance.
On the other hand, some schools spend a lot of money on training and get bad scores. And researchers know very little about which programs are worth the cost. Michael Garrett of the American Institutes for Research is an expert on teacher training.
By the time you get down to studies with rigorous designs, there really aren't very many. And so we just don't have the evidence to tell us yet which of these are effective and which are not effective.
Based on our analysis, the city spent almost $100 million last year hiring outside providers to train teachers.
And here's the rub. While the city holds teachers and principals accountable for student performance by grading them and their schools, it doesn't have any way of rating those who train its teachers.
Deputy Chancellor Josh Thomas says that's partly because there are hundreds of vendors, making it hard to track their performance. But he does warn the principals.
And we've said we're endorsing none of them. And it's been an interesting experience because I've gone in these rooms and, you know, sometimes the particularly the for-profits pay for lunch. And so they're sitting in the room with me, and the people are watching me while I'm saying, we're telling you, be very cautious with your dollars.
That means the principals have to rely on their own experience and word of mouth to figure out which programs are worth the money. Principal Culkin says she can spot the good vendors from bad ones because she has a long track record as a teacher and administrator.
Sometimes I'll sit down and have a conversation, and the sales pitch is absolutely sensational. And I just walk away and say, it's just too good to be true.
I want you to think. Turn and talk to your partner. What lesson do you think this author is trying to teach?
One program Culkin really likes is called the Teachers College Reading and Writing Project. It costs about $38,000 annually. As with most of these programs, there's no independent data showing it makes any difference on student performance. But the staff at PS 176 say they're getting the help they need to work with different learners. Fourth grade teacher Cynthia Satterley is a big fan.
I feel like I'm the best I've been. I want the professional development every year. They tweak their curriculum every year, so I need to be up to date.
Deputy Chancellor Thomas tells us he's now exploring a system for checking whether professional development providers are aligning their training with the city's new standards.
And when schools do invest in training, one expert said they should think of it as an opportunity to learn about what works instead of a silver bullet. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.
And from the Hechinger Report, I'm Sarah Garland.